Hi everyone, my name is Xinhua Xiao. So today I'm going to talk about partitioning evapotranspiration into evaporation and transpiration in the quantum field. As we know, evapotranspiration, ET, is a major component of the water cycle through the soil, plant, and atmosphere system. Accurate ET partition and measurement of ED components are challenged, but they can improve the water balance determination at the field and the regional scales, help us better understand the water movement in this water cycle. There are many methods to partition ET. The common ways are to measure the components of ET. Any two of them are able to partition ET. Microlithometers is a direct way to measure soil water evaporation by measuring the water loss of the lithometers buried in the soil. Sapflow use the heat as a tracer of the sap movement to determine transpiration. And Bowman ratio, eddy covariance, they are widely used micrometeorology method to estimate ET. They need to fetch the bigger area. A water stable isotope method is to chase the source of ET by measuring the isotopic composition of E and T. A heat pulse method is a relatively new method to measure the in-situ soil water evaporation near the soil surface. The basic theory of this method is to determine latent heat that for soil water evaporation. As Judge Heidemann and Scott John introduced, with the measured soil temperature and thermal properties from the heat pulse sensor, we can determine the sensible heat flux H1 and H2 at the boundaries of a soil layer. Also, we can determine the sensible heat storage change in this soil layer. So the difference of the net sensible heat flux and the sensible heat storage change is contributed to the latent heat that's for the soil water evaporation. So overall, the ET components measurements that are based on different principles and can represent the different spatial scales. In this study, one of my objective is to measure the ET components with different methods over a quantum field. We measure the soil water evaporation with the heat pulse sensors, transpiration from the sap flow gauges, and the ET from the eddy covariance systems. We also want to evaluate and compare the individual measured E plus T, eddy covariance ET, and the potential ET we calculated from Police-Taylor equation. To fulfill the objectives in the quantum field, we used the 11-needle heat pulse sensors to measure the soil water evaporation. We had two in the rows and two between the rows. And we had six stem flow gauges to measure the transpiration. And one eddy covariance system to estimate ET above the canopy. Here is the result of measured soil water evaporation from heat pulse sensors and measured transpiration from sap flow gauges. The below the dark the portion is the measured soil water evaporation, and the top the light one is the measured transpiration. We can see the transpiration accounted large portion of the total measured E plus T, ranged from 17 to 93%. This is reasonable because during the measurement period, the corn was very active with the leaf area index about 4.2. And in this top graph, is the daily rainfall and the solar radiation. The below one is ET estimates. The black top line is the potential ET from Price-Taylor equation. The middle blue one line is the individual measured E plus T from heat pulse sensor and subflow gauges. The pink, the blue one, the blue line is the eddy covariance ET. The ET estimate from all the three measures, the decreased and the low at the low at the raining days and the low solar radiation day, 233, 37 to 39, and the day 242. This is as we expected. And the potential ET was closer than the middle one, the individual measured ET. And we can see in the day 237, 38, and 242, they are very close, almost similar. Because the potential ET is the maximum ET without water stress. And these days indicated that the soil condition was pretty wet. They met the demand from the plant and atmosphere. However, the eddy covariance ET was lower than potential ET and individual measured ET. We expected that the eddy covariance ET was higher, closer to potential ET, because during the measurement period, the soil was well wet. But here we can see eddy covariance ET consistently lower than potential ET, and we can see it almost parallel to potential ET. We don't know the reason yet, but we did force the energy closure to the eddy covariance ET. From the cumulative ET components, we also can see the similar result. They're not very much increased during the rain days from 237 to 239. And if we use the potential ET as a standard 100%, we can see the soil water evaporation accounted a small portion of the potential ET, 8%. And eddy covariance ET, 61%. Transpiration T, 77%. Individual measured E plus T, 85%. So we also see here eddy covariance ET even lower than transpiration T. So something must happen here that we need to figure out. but we haven't figured out the reason yet. Although there are disparities among the measures, the individual measured E plus T was highly correlated with potential ET and adequate variance ET. The black one here is the potential ET was E plus T. We can see the relationship almost one slope, 0.4 intercept, and with 0.9 to R squared. Adequate variance ET was lower than individual measured E plus T with 0.88 slope, negative 0.6 intercept, and 0.94 R squared. So we assume that the individual measured E plus T was in a reasonable range. Finally, to summarize our conclusions, the first one, the adequate variance ET was less than the individual measured E plus T, which was less than potential ET, but the chance of these three, they are similar. Second, transpiration accounted for a major portion, 91% of the total measured E plus T. This third, the heat pass method was used for measuring soil water evaporation and partition ET in the corn field. And finally, I want to thank the financial support from National Science Foundation and ConocoPhillips Company, and also the scientific support from the Soil Physics Lab of Iowa State University. And thank you for all your attention.
Thank you. There's time for questions.
So I have a question for the adequate variance relation. Since the one question is, I didn't see any instrumentation set up because I assume the comb in the wilderness is pretty hard.
Yeah.
So the second question is the spatial context, because the basic fundamental issue is the footprint. And when you measure, you take measurement for the individual, the E components and the T components, is the point source. The adequate variance, you know, takes measurement either for the spatial, you know, the concept. What do you think about that?
You mean the adequate variance, if they affect the very big area? You mean what's the footprint for the?
Yes. Actually, we have spatial context with the adequate variance. That's the number one issue.
Yes.
The second issue is that, you know, you have the E and the T components individually for, you know, to sum up for the ET, you know, compared with the adequate variance. Is the point to compare to the spatial area? That's my question.
Yeah, this is the scale problems here, because like the for the individual measure, the E plus T is the small scale, about like several meters, but the adequate variance, the fact of the very big, very big area. So
if the instrument height was set up, you know, above canopy, without sufficient, you know, the height, it will have the lower ET from the adequate variance.
Yeah.
Measured for corn.
Yeah, measured
for corn around 2.9 from Nebraska, from Nebraska, or 3 meters. If you have 3 meters tall, or 3.5, even 4 meters, is not sufficient height.
Okay, yeah. One more question. Yeah.
Two questions. The measurement of transpiration, how many gauges did you have and what kind of variation did you get? And second, why are you selecting the Priestley and Taylor equation to calculate ET naught? Where did that come from?
we had six steam flow gauges to measure.
How many?
Six. And the valuation, yeah, it is higher. But I don't forget the standard deviation for the six. So what's your second?
Why are you
using the Friis-Taylor equation? Because we found that the eddy covariance ET was lower, consistently lower than we measured the E plus T. So we want to do a comparison to see how good of the eddy covariance ET and the individual measured ET. If the soil is well it's well wet, then the eddy covariance ET should close to the potential ET from the Friis-Taylor equation. But here we found that there are some variations, so something happened here.
Okay, we'll have to continue this conversation after the session. Thank you.